Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Monday, the 15th of April, tax day. It's also Patriots Day, so you get an extra day in your taxes. And we have a mostly sunny day as high pressure is in control. Now, in terms of averages for Patriots Day, if you look over, you know, the decades, the averages starts at about 50 in the morning and ends at about 60 in the afternoon. That's just an average. Now, this year will be above that. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s. A little warm for the runners, but not what it was several years ago when we were in the 80s and not 2012 when it poured and was freezing and not 1976 when it was, you know, almost 100 degrees on the race course. Cooler once it got to Boston, but still in the 80s. So, you know, there's not really an extreme day. I would say that if you're going to be outside today, whether you're watching the race or going to the Red Sox game or just working outside, be aware that the sun is very strong this time of year into the August time frame. So, you know, you definitely need the sunscreen across your face and anything else that's exposed because you can definitely get burned, especially if you haven't been outside much this year. Now, as we head for the afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s, mid to upper 60s, we'll fall back to the 40s tonight under clear skies, fairly calm and tranquil. Tomorrow, we're in the mid-60s, a little bit of a westerly wind, so we'll knock about 3-4 degrees off what we reach today. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, winds flip around to the northeast or east in the afternoon. That means temperatures go from near 60 to the 50s at the coastline, and that cooler air won't penetrate very far inland as the winds will not be that powerful. We're in the 40s here Wednesday night, and a little weak weather system approaches with maybe some showers after some morning sun on Thursday. We're in the 50s on that day. Friday, still some clouds in the 50s. So any showers we get at the end of the week or even at the beginning of the weekend don't look to be a big deal, and that's good news because we need the rivers and the ground to continue to dry out, so this will be helpful for all of that. We are getting to the time of year where it does look to me like it's warm enough. If you want to throw some grass seed down, remember, keep it evenly moist. Not a bad thing. It's a little bit early, but it does look like we're going to stay fairly mild here for the second half of April, so why not? Lettuces, pansies, peas, fava beans, carrots, radishes, kohlrabi, kales, all can go in the garden at this point. If you want to plant any of that stuff from seed, go ahead. No problems at all. It just looks like a great week for planting. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll do it all again tomorrow.